Dr.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sean Sweeney came from New Zealand to become programme director of Ireland's first planned metro project, Metrolink. And now he is in News Talk with us to answer your questions this morning on Metrolink, what you would like to know about it and what you would like to see happening with it. Good morning to you. Sean, first of all, there's loads of questions, but one of the ones I get to decide the order that we put them to you. And this one is from Sinead in Finglas, who would be near where Metrolink is proposed to be. And she says, what have you found are the biggest obstacles to getting this built? And how does our planning system compare to the likes of New Zealand, where you have completed similar projects? You've talked about the fact that it's different here, delivering this kind of thing. Explain to people why.
Well, good morning. First of all, I've been here 8 months, so it would be unfair to characterise my views as sort of fully informed. I'm not an expert on the system here, but, I mean, clearly planning takes a while here. It's the same in New Zealand, and I think New Zealand is encountering similar frustrations getting major projects built in its time. And less so in Australia when I worked in Australia, and I think I've talked about that. In one of my roles in Australia, I had pretty significant powers that I could just call on, and I could also just...
This is in Melbourne.
Yeah, and call the planning minister, and he would do something which was call the project in, and he would become the planning, or he or she would become the planning authority. So now that meant we could get stuff done.
So you could close roads, you could move things, you could actually make something happen.
I could consent whatever we were trying to get built would get a consent from the planning minister. Now, there was often a lot of political criticism of that because it basically you're taking it away from a sort of a democratic process. But that's what we could do in Australia, and there was a correlation between that and getting stuff done.
Yeah. How long did it take you to build that in Melbourne, what you were building?
To build thing, well, I was not building metros. I was building stadiums and convention centres.
And how long roughly did they take?
Probably up to 3 years in design and 3 years in construction.
All right. Because we are, Shane just said before we came on air that he's been writing about Metrolink. Mm. He's been a print journalist, still is, of course, but has been for a long time, since the 1990s. That's 30 years, and we still haven't broken ground. I'm just reading something you said. Very shortly after I arrived, I noticed here things take longer. Mm. You also talked about the fact that in other countries, big infrastructural projects tend to have the backing of the Prime Minister, or in our case, the Taoiseach, it would be, and that basically the message goes out, this is happening, this is going to get done, make it happen. Do you think that we have the political will here?
Well, I've met the Taoiseach, I've met the Tánaiste, I've obviously met my new minister. They're all telling me that they're right behind the project, so that's good. But we need to just get on and do it from here.
Okay. Lots, as I say, of questions coming in from listeners who want to know things about it, sort of specific and non-specific things. Someone says, when is the first construction going to site? And there's loads of ones about what the route, you know, where it should be. And why isn't it going to DART stations? Why aren't you linking with the DART? Mind-blowing.
So, do you want me to talk about the route?
The route, yeah, because I've got other questions in going, why doesn't it join up with Houston? That would connect rural trains.
So I can't comment on the route because there are other people that do that work and make those decisions. I've been brought in to deliver the route.
The route as decided.
And to be honest, one thing I've learnt in my roles is you need to focus on what you're being asked to do. They're such big jobs. If you start diverging and looking at everything else, you'll never get anything done. So I just have no views on the route. I would say that whatever route is there, there'll always be people that have views it should be somewhere else, and that'd be valid. But at the end of the day...
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.
An investigation is done, and I gather there was a lot of work done on this route, a decision is made, straight away there's going to be people that...
And I see your point. There's so many questions on the route. Like someone says, why is it terminating at Charlemont rather than Sandyford? A huge mistake that's going to cost three times as much when that's eventually built. So there's loads in that. But I accept that you're going, I'm dealing with the route as I've been given and that's what I'm delivering. So part of that first question, that last question I asked you was, when is construction going to start? Do we know?
No. Because we are still running through a planning process. And we basically set our clock from when we get our railway order. Now, we're a lot further through the railway order process. We've done all our work. We've made all our submissions. The public consultations have been held. It is now with the board who are considering our application, and we're hoping to hear back from them in the next few months.
Okay.
But I don't set the time frame of the board.
Do you know, and maybe you don't know the answer to this question, people are talking about things like leap cards, which are our little travel cards that you can use on buses and darts. Will it be an integrated system? Is that what's proposed in the future so that you'll have the same way of tapping on and tapping off on Metrolink as you have on other forms of transport? As in, will it be integrated?
So again, I don't talk about that. That's railway operations or transport operations, but look, I do a lot of travel. I look at a lot of metros. I would say at a point in the future, you're going to use your credit card on all public transport. That's what I see in Europe everywhere.
If you're on the tube in London, it's not a leap card. It's Google Pay.
I was in Seville on the weekend and it was use your MasterCard.
Yeah.
It's same in Sydney now. Sydney used to have a leap card. They've moved to it.
Yeah.
Victoria's going the same
way. Really convenient.
The direction is to your credit card.
Yeah.
Sean, can I ask you just about the cost? Because I read the interview you did with the Business Post a few weeks back, and you were saying, I think the original cost estimate, or the most recent cost estimate was just shy of 10 billion, but you were saying that could go higher because of the delays on the project. I think you said up to 20%?
40.
Construction escalation there was, 20% cost escalation since 2021.
There's a lot in that question. Can I just take a bit of time to answer it?
Yeah, sure.
The most recent detailed cost estimate was done in 2021, and that gave a range of between 7-something billion euro and 12 billion euro. Now, that's 4 years ago, and we've had significant construction escalation since then. We've had a war. We've had COVID. We are recalibrating our costs now. We've also now been asked to include VAT, which is basically just an extra tax on top. So the number's going to change. We are doing a very thorough process. We've now got much more defined designs than we had then. We know a lot more about the route because we've had feedback from the board about... We've had to make changes as a result of the planning process. So all of that's being fed into the recosting. We are recosting the designs we have now, and if there's no major changes requested by the board, that will be the basis of the cost. We're also getting an international firm to do an independent reference of our costs versus other metros around the world.
Yeah. Does that include cost-benefit analysis?
Well, that's a different thing. We're talking about the costs.
Yeah.
We're also getting a third firm to price it as well as a reality check.
Okay.
So I don't think we could do more work at coming up with an accurate set of costs, but that work is happening now. But as I said, there's been over 20% construction escalation. We've now got to include for VAT. The number is going to shift.
Yeah, I suppose cost-benefit analysis, Shane, is over and done with if it's been green-lighted. I suppose
Could I just say on the cost-benefit?
I don't think we ever did one, Dexy, did we?
Oh, there has been, but I have never seen a project that has such a positive set of benefits as Metrolink.
Yeah,
It is beyond even worrying about. The benefits are off the scale, in my view.
And Sean, on that note, one of the things I thought was very interesting that you said previously was all the complaints and all the nitpicking that goes on beforehand, that all kind of dissipates and dissolves afterwards when the actual thing is built. No one goes afterwards, we should never have built that thing. All that stuff is kind of front-loaded, all that sort of, I suppose, questioning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. And this is what I do, and it's normal now. Social media means two people can run a campaign. And the thing is, anyone can criticise the project while you're building it, and you can't really defend yourself because it's not up and running. Now, I was in Amsterdam a few months ago. They had riots in the street complaining about the new metro line. And they said within 3 days, all of Amsterdam was in love with it. 3 days of opening, everyone just said it's fantastic.
So from one extreme to the other.
Yeah, and that's the same in Copenhagen. I had death threats against me in Auckland. So Sydney marches down the street. It just seems to be what will happen because these are big projects. They cover a big footprint. They cause disruption. There's no way of building these things. You can't magic them overnight.
You can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. Look, I'm afraid we're out of time, Sean, but we really appreciate you coming in and answering those questions. People are hugely interested in this. That is Dr. Sean Sweeney there, the project director of Metrolink.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE-certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.